great asset. So many other things would detect you.
I wondered about that, said Kin.
Then all this about matter transmission. All the theories say it isn't quite possible. The Wasbile double effect almost does it, the same way you can always build an almost perpetual motion machine.
The satellite at the line's end was a bright star ahead. Joel glanced down the controls.
I'd have liked to have met him, he said. I read about the Terminus probes when I was a wee lad. Then once, when I was on New Earth, I went to see Rip Van Levine's farm. He was the one who landed on the planet and found...
I know about him, said Kin. If Joel had noted the tone in her voice, and surely he must have done, he didn't show it. He went on cheerfully.
A couple of years ago I saw this film made of T4 and T6. They're the ones who are still travelling. There's a charity on New Earth. Every 10 years or so they put a couple of ships on a flick orbit to build up acceleration and...
I know about that, too, said Kin. The ships built up acceleration by diving into New Earth's sun, then making an elsewhere jump back a few million miles, then diving, then jumping, and finally popping out of nowhere a few hundred light-years away at a light-squashing speed and a few miles from the probes. Terminus 4 hadn't decelerated at turnover point, and a fault in Six's primitive computer had guided it precisely to a star that wasn't there. In the normal course of events, the pilots would have decomposed centuries ago. Suspended animation had been pretty primitive then, too. But the alien machinery had long ago been piecemeal replaced, and the visiting crews added refinements every decade or so. It wasn't cheap. It would have been a lot easier to thaw out the pilots and bring them back to a life of luxury. But Rip Van Levine, the death and glory Terminus pilot who, after a thousand-year voyage, landed on a world settled by elsewhere-driven ships 300 years previously, had been a rich man when he suicided. Rich enough to employ good lawyers, and to insist that his trust do everything that could be done for the last two pilots, except wake them.
"The Levine Trust has us tied in knots," said Joel. "The first thing the company thought of was to wake the T4 pilot and ask her about J-Lo. They all trained together, so she might know something. But apparently the whole of New Earth would raise hell if we tried it."
"Joel, what do you think of that idea?" said Kin. He met her gaze.
"I think it's despicable. What else?"
"So do I." She stayed at the satellite until Joel had finished setting the system, and watched while he activated the circuit that broke the long-chain artificial molecule that was the line. Now Kingdom was on its own. She didn't stay to watch him ready the freeze room. Her private boat had been left in orbit near Up. Technically, she was on leave until she joined the rest of the team at Trenchet, where the advance parties had already cleaned the atmosphere and strengthened the crust. Months ago, she had planned to stop off at Mom Remon Spitz for a look at the new spindle excavations there. There had been rumours of another working strata machine. Right now, it seemed less than important. She slammed the airlock's inner door shut behind her.
"Salutations, lady," said the ship. "The sheets are aired. We are fully fueled. Shall we run you a bath?"
"Uh-huh."
"We have the course computed. Do you wish a countdown?"
"I think we can dispense with all that excitement," said Kin wearily. "Just run that bath."
When the ship boosted, the bathwater slopped gently against the edge of the tub, but did not spill. Kin, who had been brought up to be polite to machines, said,
"Neat. Thank you. 5 hours and 3 minutes to flick over."
Kin soaped an arm thoughtfully. After a few minutes, she said,
"Ship?" "Yes, lady?"
"Where the hell are we going? I don't recall giving you any instructions."
"To Kung, lady, as per your esteemed order of 338 hours ago."
Kin rose like a well-soaped Venus anadyomene and ran through the ship until she dropped into the pilot chair.
"That order," she said softly. "Repeat it."
She watched the screen intently, one hand poised over the panel that would open a line back to Kingdom Up. Joel wouldn't have frozen himself yet. The process took hours. Anyway, a machine could just unfreeze him. The important thing was that the station had a big enough transmitter to punch a message through to the company. She recognised the touch of Jago. The transmitted order had been simple enough, prefaced by the ship's call sign and Kin's own code. It had come over the normal ground-to-orbit channels.
It could have come from a dozen transports.